Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the podcast as we are beginning a new week together, wrapping up the last few days of March. It's the 29th, and I'm glad you've come along with me for just a little bit today. Man, starting a brand new week, powerful, powerful weekend again with the Lord. God's just pouring out His Spirit, doing all kinds of new things, and He is changing people's lives. I felt that very strongly to say today. He is changing people's lives. We're praying for people. We're seeing healings take place. We're seeing inner healing, deliverance. We're seeing captives set free. We're seeing new life in Christ. And that's what I'm going to talk about a little bit as what happened yesterday in the last service at our church. As we had three baptisms. And one of them is kind of close. It's one of the girls from the sixth grade Ignite group gave her life to Jesus Christ. Praise God. She made a decision to live her life connected to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so just bless that decision. And there were two high schoolers that gave their life to Jesus Christ. And one of them was a high school boy. And he had something to say before he was dunked in the water. And it was kind of a spontaneous thing for us because our services normally follow the schedule. And so for something fresh and new, just to be introduced, allowing this young man to speak, it was absolutely powerful. So I've listened to it again. I transcribed it so that I could read this to you. And so maybe I'll read it twice. You know, sometimes when we hear things, we want to catch it. It's like, wait, what was that? What was that? But I want to assure you of this, that if you will posture yourself to receive, it will go into your spirit. Okay? Your spirit will catch it all. And then if you will just receive this as from the Lord, it will bring the right kind of transformation in your life. You know, because Jesus said, my words are spirit and my words are life. So, this is what the young man said. We should all know the laws that God put into place through Moses. The people of that day followed those laws and abided by them, and we should do the same. Now we should see how far we have gotten by the laws of today. They have become obsolete to the likeness of God and are fading away. So I tell you now that the only law that stands is to walk with the same faith that Christ lived. But instead of walking towards his death, we shall walk towards his life. On following that law, we shall be forgiven of all we have done. But what good is it to say we have been forgiven if our actions do not follow our words? And I mean, just, Lord, and just to take that in, God, thank you. I feel like this is the Lord, you know, that was speaking through this young man. And this middle part talks about walking with the same faith that Christ lived. And he brought the kingdom of God. He brought the power of God, the healings. He brought the love of the Father, the message of the kingdom. This is the faith that Christ lived. Okay. He didn't live, you know, by a bunch of rules and laws other than to hear the Father and to walk out what the Father was saying. And he talked about not walking towards his death, okay, but we walk towards his life, that resurrected life of Christ in us. And so, you know, Father, that's what we want. We want to walk as Christ walked, bringing the power and the authority of the kingdom into every situation, that resurrection life in us and through us would be brought into every dark situation, bringing transformations. Like I said at the beginning, God is changing lives through resurrection life and power. Amen. So it's just really, really amazing to see the way that God is pouring out his spirit, especially on these young people. I mean, look at what was thrown at them. If you think that there's not going to be a fire that resists the things of this world, you know, for what they've had to go through, tell you what, the enemy doesn't realize what has been formed in these young people. They've got a fire in their belly and they're going to rise up strong. Praise God. They're going to be filled with, they are, they're filled with the Holy Spirit. They might even be breathing out fire. You never know. But anyway, we'll just talk about, you know, that spirit-filled life and light that Jesus came to bring. In John chapter 1, this is the New Living Translation. It says, "In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it." This resurrection life of Jesus Christ, it brings light into dark places. And I want to encourage you, if you've got just an area of your life that you're struggling with, bring it into the light. Bring it to people who will pray with you, pray for you, and let these things that we're struggling with be brought into the light, because God is changing things right now. There is just this wave of transformation that is going over his church, and anything that is hidden in darkness, it needs to be brought into the light so that God can bring change. He can bring his resurrection life. We can walk in that light that he brings. It says that this Word, talking about Jesus, he gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The darkness can never overcome that light. Amen. You know, that light is clarity. The first day of creation, Genesis 1, God said, "Let there be light." That was not the sun, okay? New Testament tells us that God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, it is the revelation of the Father in the face of Jesus Christ. That's the light that was created. It wasn't that Jesus was created on the first day. It was the light of the revelation for mankind to know God through the face of the Son, Jesus Christ. That was day one. And Jesus brings that light to every one of us. He gives us resurrection, life, and power through his Holy Spirit that is in us. And we're called to walk the spirit-filled life. Because I tell you what, we cannot walk this life that Jesus walked apart from the Holy Spirit of God. We have to be connected to the Holy Spirit. We receive the Holy Spirit when we are saved, when we are baptized into him. But there is also a powerful encounter through the Holy Spirit, whereby we are immersed, we are baptized in the Spirit. John the Baptist talked about the baptism that Jesus brings is the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Acts 1:8, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses." Acts chapter 4, "When the Holy Spirit came upon them, they spoke the word of God with boldness." Evidence that we have been baptized in the Holy Spirit is we are bold to speak for God. We have the power of the Lord Jesus Christ within us and operating through us. We're not ashamed of his name. We're not ashamed to speak of him. When we pray, lay hands on people, we see the manifest power of God transforming and changing lives. That's how we know that we are walking in the Spirit and in the Spirit. I looked up some verses about walking in the Spirit. "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." One of the things I heard over the weekend about the fruit of the Spirit of our in our life, self-control is one of them. And evidence of the Holy Spirit in our life is that we have the power to say no to sin. We have the power to say no to those influences that would draw us into sin or into a carnal lifestyle. That's evidence of the power of the Holy Spirit, self-control. We can say no. I thought that was a good comment. It is good. I also heard this, you know, about this Spirit-filled walk. It is a relationship with God. And this was a quote by Ryan Hart. He's a pastor in St. Louis, Missouri. He said, "We're meant to have a relationship with God, not a relationship with information about God," because there's a difference between knowing someone personally and just knowing the information about a person. And how weird would it be to have an earthly father that never talked to us? Okay, that's not what our God is like. Our Father wants to talk to us. And people will say, well, he talks to us through his word. That is true. That's truth, okay? But it's spirit and truth. It's not one divorced from the other. The two are married. And it is through this relationship, this filling of the Holy Spirit, that we relate to God as a father and a child. He tells us, where's this verse? Galatians 5:25. It says, "If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." And, you know, when I read that, I think living in the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, how are they different? You know, it sounds like doing the same thing. But the word walk means to direct your life by the Spirit. And so as we walk and live in this, or as we live in the Spirit and we have fellowship with God, a relationship with God, then we are supposed to direct our lives over what we've heard from him. Okay. Now, many people will say, well, God's just sovereign. He'll have his way. And doesn't matter what I do, God's ultimately going to. Well, that's not exactly the relationship that we've been called to, you know, where we are not engaged in the process. We're actually meant to press in to that relationship with God, to go after what he is saying over our life and how he wants to lead us. And then we direct our life according to what he has revealed to us. That's part of the Spirit-filled walk as well. So, so many good things that God is doing right now. And I believe, you know, just like it says in Luke chapter 11, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And so the gift of the Holy Spirit, you know, this baptism, this immersion, so that we can have the power of Jesus Christ living in us, operating through us, through our words, that our lives can be transformed, that we can be the agents of transformation in other people's lives. That's what God is after right now. And so, Heavenly Father, we bless you today. We thank you for calling us into this Spirit-filled life. Lord Jesus, we praise you that you have baptized us and immersed us in your Spirit and in fire. We thank you for the resurrection life that came out of the grave. And Jesus, we walk in that, Lord. We walk towards the life. We walk towards the light that you give to us, God. And Father, we just this week, you know, Lord, as we move towards Resurrection Sunday, Lord God, we're mindful of the things that you have spoken over our lives. And Father, we direct our life according to what you're speaking over us. Father, we thank you for this word that came from this young man, reminding us to live with Christ's faith, the faith that he walked in, to bring transformation, to bring healing, to bring the kingdom into the circumstances we're in. Would you do that through us, God? Keep us connected. Father, we want to stay connected in Christ Jesus so that we can bear this fruit of the kingdom. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Short and sweet today, but I tell you what, God's word is powerful and it's bringing change in us, okay? Until next time.